My name is Moises Munoz. I am 20 years old. Today is February 22nd, 2018. I am speaking with Moises Munoz Sr., who is my dad. We're recording this interview in Long Beach, California. So, pretty much the basics. How old are you and what's your hometown?
I'm 45 years old. My hometown is Mexico.
But like what specifically? Like, do you have like
San Francisco, Rincón, Guanajuato, Mexico.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. Just because it's recorded, it's not like, you know, super serious. Like, oh, like, you know, I have to be careful what I'm saying. So I'm going to be using like both the questions off of here and like some of these questions I printed out. Some of it we kind of already discussed the other day, but can you tell me the story of how you came to live in the United States?
How I come to live in the United States?
Yeah.
Just by hearing my cousin that over here was very easy to get the money and go to nightclubs and buy a car very easy. So I was young, so I decided to, why not? Let's try.
Mm-hmm. So, you didn't visit first. You just came here, just like that.
I just come here to work and get all these nightclubs and buy a car and follow what he said.
Those are kind of what you were thinking about?
Yeah, I was young, so I was just trying to see how was how I feel being in the United States.
Mm-hmm. So you said your cousin told you? That's how you were told about the United States?
Yeah, my cousin. He was older than me. He came. Then he went back. And then he told me all these nice stories about how easy it was to have fun over here.
So when you came with a group of how many? Or did you came by yourself?
When I came, with a group of four guys with myself. Four family members.
And where did you stay again?
Where I'm staying?
Like, where did you stay when you came?
When I got here?
Yeah.
When I got here, I stayed in an apartment. Two bedrooms for apartment. It was nine guys living in there.
And what do you think about your first day here? Like, you got here, I don't know if you got here, like, you remember if you got here in the morning, in the afternoon, at night, what?
I got here about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the first day was just talking about, you know, December, very cold.
What time of the month was it?
It was the 22nd.
Of
December.
Oh, it was, you went in during, right before Christmas.
Right, like 2 days before Christmas, and just talking about how was over there and how it's over here, and the difference here, difference there.
And what year was this? That December 22nd?
That was December 22nd, 1986.
And how old are you?
I was 13 years old. 13 years old when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
The second day, one of the guys I met here, he invited me to go to pay a ticket to Long Beach Court. So first time I met court in Long Beach, I went inside the building and I see all these courts and how it was inside.
Like official and stuff.
Yeah, so it was kind of new things that I never thought I was going to meet that close around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Is that when you told me like back then that you went to go to a courthouse and you were kind of like
hesitant. Yeah, it was scary because I see these guys, now I know they were sheriff, But then I thought there was something else. I was just kind of afraid of, they probably see me here, I'm not supposed to be here. So I was inside the room and I saw everything. And when we get out of the parking lot, he went to pay a traffic ticket. So when we get out of the parking lot, he got another ticket for Speedy again. So the police stopped us again. And I thought it was because they saw me was with him and I'm not supposed to be here. So I didn't know anything about it.
The time when you came, did you make any big sacrifices when you came?
Yeah, the way my cousin told me that it was easy to get the money to buy a car, to go to the nightclubs. He told me that way, but he never told me that I had to find a job, that it was gonna be hard to find a job without speaking English, that to get a job, you had to do it on your own because nobody was gonna go and help you or pick you up or go bring you over there, so you have to get it on your own. So I was almost about 6 months not working. I remember I had to go with another guy, the same guy that took me to court.
Yeah.
Or I went with him to invite me to go to court, pay a ticket. He had a truck, a small truck, so we go to get cardboard from the alley at 11 o'clock at night when he get up from work. And we get the cardboard from restaurants and from Ali, so I can get the next day $15-$20 so I can spend money in food and buy my clothes from the Goodwill. Yeah.
So when you came here, like, how did you prepare, like, you know, was it you knew you were coming like a week before, a couple of days before? Like, what did you bring with you? Like, did you try to save up money? You know,
when I came here, I don't bring any extra money. All I remember, I bring like $100 and only like $100 and dollar, and then cash just to get to all this, buy food. And over there in Mexico, but then I got like $100 just to spend over here while I get a job or whatever the case was. But that was it. I don't really have to bring a lot of money on it. I only have one pair of clothes that I cannot bring more than that, and a jacket. That's it. One pair of shoes, pair of pants.
How long did that first $100 last you?
What?
How long did the first $100 last you? Do you remember?
About 2 weeks. I guess I have to spend money on something now that they never told me you have to spend money on this and that and that. So it lasts me like for 2 weeks and that's it. Nothing now.
What was kind of one of, like, besides, like, oh, you have to get a job, you know, at when you came here, what else was a kind of a big surprise for you?
Big surprise.
Well, not a big surprise, but just like, oh, I didn't know I had to, you know, didn't know I had to do this, you know.
They never told me you have to wash your own clothes, you have to make your own food, you have to pay rent, pay bills. And even when I was not working, they were counting, adding my monthly rent. Like, when you work, you already own this much. And this is 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, so when you work, you own does this. So they were collecting all these months that I wasn't working so I can pay my rent, bills, and food.
Did you ever pay them back?
Yes. I have to pay them back, but my job was not enough. So one of my, another guy that I met here, he told me he paid for me. He said, here, pay him and don't worry about it. So now you owe me the money, you pay me whenever you want. I don't worry about it because they never told me, we're gonna pay this for you, but you have to pay us as soon as you get a job. So, yeah, that was it. So, so I had to buy my own stuff because everybody has to buy their own stuff.
And where did you, like, first work besides, like, going around getting, like, cardboard and stuff?
When?
Like, what did you work?
After?
Before? No, well, like, you said you were 6 months without a job. Like, before you, like, after you doing the, like, cardboard collecting, what was, like, your first, like, you know, oh, here's a paycheck or like,
oh yeah,
weekly job, whatever.
I was working in Lakewood Mall. That then was this restaurant was called Skinny Heaven.
Skinny Heaven.
Skinny Heaven. It was for diet food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I was working there from 5 to 12 midnight. As washing dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got busboy promotion. Let's say that way, second label. Getting up at 12 o'clock, and sometimes walking from walking back home from Lakewood Mall to Long Beach Boulevard and 16th Street.
16 or 60?
16. 16th Street, because there was no bus until 11 o'clock. After 11, there was no bus available. Sometimes we get a ride from someone, but we have to pay money for gas. And sometimes we have to use our bike and come and walk.
You said we, like when you had the job at Skinny Heaven, did you
yeah,
go by yourself or with a friend?
I had another guy that we live together.
Mm-hmm.
So the same guy, it was like three guys living together. One of them has car and two of us don't have any car. But sometimes we always go together, so we just both coming,
mm-hmm.
walking.
And would you say the only reason you got that job was because your friend was already working there?
Yeah, one of the guys that was working there, he recommended me with the manager, so the manager interviewed me, and actually somebody else talking English and I was talking Spanish. So, but yeah, that was the way I got a job. There was no other way to get a job without any English.
You think that's still true today?
Still true today. Well, that right now is different. Before, it was a little harder because it was less job.
Opportunity.
Less opportunity. Right now, it's all over the place. But before, it was very hard.
But you were like 14 when you got the job. So in that case, did you tell me you were 14? Or how did you tell me you were?
That case, I had to go. They had to send me and my birth certificate with different age.
Mm-hmm.
So I can be at least 18.
So you told him you're 18.
18. So this way I won't have to deal with work permit from school or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only way that I could start working. There was no other way.
And how long did you work there?
I worked for about 6-7 months. Then I got another job after that, closer, Jack in the Box after that. And Jack in the Box, I started on 1987. I'm not sure if June or July, but that was a few months after.
And so when you got the second job, where were you living? Staying with the same guys?
I was living with the same guys, the same place, but then we moved out to a house, bigger place, more people, like 2 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long did you work at Jack in the Box?
I'm still working there. So it's been like 30.
But that one, was it the same one?
Same one. So it's been like 31 years already.
Mm-hmm.
Working at the same place. Yeah.
And in that sense, so how long were you with that first group of guys for?
The first group of guys, I'm not really remember, but I think it was like a little bit more than a year, maybe. Or like a year with the first nine guys,
mm-hmm.
and myself. Then after we moved to this bigger house, we were like 18, not sure 18 or 20, 20, 18 to 21 guys living in the house. So that was like another 2 years, pretty much, 2-3 years.
And was it easier to like work and stuff and come home and live there? Or was it like you come home and there's a big old mess?
It was very hard because you get up late from work and nobody sleep until late night. If I get up at 10 o'clock and I want to go to sleep, I can't, because in the living room was like this group of 4 or 5 guys playing cards, smoking, drinking, Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, weekends, all day long, all night long, playing, mm-hmm. smoking, drinking. But the other guys that cannot I mean, they don't want to play, they want to deal with all this stuff. They can just go in the room and get into the closet and turn up the light and try the best we can to sleep.
Yeah.
But the rest of the guys were all night long playing, smoking, drinking, having fun, music and stuff. But.
So, you told me earlier that, like, you used to have, like, the truck, and then you got the Cutlass Supreme, and then you had a Toyota Camry.
Yeah, my first
car. What was the order?
It was a Toyota Corolla.
Corolla.
Corolla, sport. Yeah, two-door, nice car. They stole it, by the way.
Yeah, you told me.
Yeah, they stole it. Anyways, yeah, I got my first car, the Cutlass Supreme, burgundy. Then I was planning to go to Mexico, so then I got a truck, so I can go in it, driving it. And I was fixing it, putting money in it, so I can go back. Yeah, that was it. Having fun.
Do you think people at your age in Mexico were doing the same thing?
That then?
Yeah. You're like, 16, 17, working,
yeah,
getting a car. Would you say that's what young people were doing in Mexico at the time too? Like,
yeah.
If I was 16 living in Mexico, I was working, putting money in my truck and driving around and stuff.
Yes. Usually that then, most of the cars that people drive was Jetta's.
Jetta's? In Mexico or?
In Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Jetta's, nice Jetta's, and Rabbits.
Oh, I know which one doesn't work. Yeah,
Rabbits,
Volkswagen Rabbits.
Yeah,
too.
Volkswagen Rabbits, Jetta's. These trucks, like Silverado trucks with very low trucks and very nice sound and stuff. Kids like 18, 19, they usually do that. Their first job was just to buy a car, a truck. And
so, at what point did you kind of, because like, growing up, 16, 17 in America, you go to school up until you're like, 18, go to college, and then you kind of start like, doing stuff and then like growing, being independent. And, you came here and you weren't going to school, right? You didn't go to like high school here?
I tried to get into Melican High School and actually did, but then the guy was supposed to give me a ride. Like, then the first day I went there, the second day he quit. So he was my ride. So I can't go to school and go to work at the same time. Then I was over the age because based on my ID, I was already old. Legally.
Yeah, based on your fake ID.
Yes.
You couldn't go to high school.
It actually was a good ID, but the only thing is, the only fake was the year. But it was a good ID because we used to get the ID from DMV.
Mm-hmm.
Legal ID.
But the birth certificate was
the
what
birth certificate
made you
was,
older?
Was legal, but with a different age.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me older, so I cannot go to high school anymore, so I decided to go to college when I was still young. But and my idea wasn't Jack anymore.
And then, in that case, did that surprise you? Like, when the school tells you, oh, you're too old, you like you can't come here, or what?
No, they never told me anything about that I was old. When I was trying to get into the high school was before I start to work, when I was basically...
Oh, within like a month to 2 months?
Yes, ago. Because the guy that hired me here, he was at the high school that then, so he invited me, hey, when do you go to school, this and that, so yeah, sure, yeah, so then he took me over there, but then I wasn't working that then, and I was that age that then, so I wasn't over age,
mm-hmm.
So that's why, but then I decided to go to college after, so I started going to college.
And how old were you when you started going?
My real age was like 16, but the other age was over 18 already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I went to college to get the to do the ESL. I finished it. I started working two jobs. So then I quit school. Then after a few years, I went back to school. And I was studying besides, I was finished that, then I started studying other things like grammar and stuff like that. Yeah, so all kind of classes, yeah. And I have to quit school again because I have to get another job because I have to get, I really need money.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have to go back to school because they told me that at my work, I will send you to do this test. If you pass the test, I'll promote you. If you don't pass the test, then I demote you. So, to regular cashier. So, I was either or. So I went back to school, get myself ready. Then I finished the test. I passed it. Then I got promoted. Easy.
It was easy.
Yeah.
Went over that. What were some difficult times when you came here? Like moments where you could have been like a day, or it could have been like, you know, 2 weeks where you're like, man, like you know, this is hard. Like, how am I gonna do this? Were you ever in that mindset, like that, like, man, how am I gonna live the next 2 weeks? Like, cause this is.
Well, at the beginning, when I have no job and I have no money and everybody goes to work and they only leave us two guys only at the apartment with no food at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they just leave us tortillas and some papas so we can, or potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can say like English or Spanish,
so,
whatever you want.
So we can just boil the potatoes with tortilla and that was it.
Yeah.
So we have no food during the day and they don't really care about it, so I feel like what I'm doing here, I should go back to over there. I mean, I would be better over there than over here, and I actually was better over there than over here. So that was one of the hard part. Another hard part was when this guy brought two pizzas the night before, so they just leave it on the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about it. We woke up the next day and nobody was there anymore. Everybody was working, so we were hungry. We ate the pizzas, and then this guy came back from work and he said, where's my pizza? So I told him, we eat it. Oh, I put some poison for rats. So it was not for you, it was for the rats. So basically, we feel like, why are you putting pizza in the refrigerator when you have poison in it? But it was not really poison, it was that pizza wasn't for us, it was for himself. So it was hard.
Lied to you?
Yeah, yeah. So the next day, well, not the next day, almost every other day in the morning, my friend, we were living number 3, and this guy that I met here lives number 1.
Yeah.
He used to live number 1. So when his brother and his sister-in-law usually go to work in the morning, then he was alone in the house because he was in the afternoon. He always invited me to make breakfast at his house so then I can eat. Always, I was going to have to wait until the rest of the people come in the afternoon so they can make food so then we can eat something.
Mm-hmm.
That was that then. Yeah. But yeah.
What about a couple years later, like... How did you feel going to school and then trying to work two jobs?
It was very hard. I had to go to school at 8:15 in the morning from Monday through Thursday, 8:15. Actually, 8:30 to 11:15 at Long Beach City College. But then I was working that then from graveyard from 10 p.m. to 6 in the morning, 5 days. And my other job was sometimes 3, sometimes 4 days from 1 p.m. to 9 at night. So there were days that I have to go to school in the morning without sleeping because I had to get up and work at 6, and then leaving at 11:30 or 11:15 so I can get my other job sometimes at 1 o'clock, sleep like an hour sometimes, not even that, and then get up at 9 so I can take a shower and go back to work again at 10 p.m. So it was like two days, like I have to do that without sleeping a lot. But I had to go to school and I had to get another job, so I had no choice.
And how do you feel about like students who do that today? Because there are, you know, people that work two jobs and go to school in the morning just so they can like support themselves.
I guess I can do two things at the same time because I was just going to school for get a little bit more knowledge of English and how to spell it, how to talk about how to talk better. But if right now the kids going to school and they're getting any career, they have to focus like before, I don't have nothing to do with computers, anything like that. Right now I see a lot of homework with computers and stuff like that. So I think to get to jobs and work in school, very hard. Very hard. Maybe a job, one job, part time, 30 hours, and full time
school. 30 hours? I don't even work 30 hours. I work like 21, 27 a weekend. Between then, like this weekend, I have like, 21 because I only work 3 days. Next week, I have 27. But, okay, so that was that. Going towards like you are mid 20s, 23, 26, and you start like having to do like adult stuff, like getting your own apartment and buying food for the family and having to like just do like adult stuff. How did you feel, or how did you learn about all the stuff you had to do?
I have to learn. I don't know, because when I hear it, nobody told me when you become 20, 21, and when you get married, this is what you're going to do. Nobody told me anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just figured, in one word, responsibility, how responsibility was overall. If you have your wife already, if you have your kid already, or your wife was pregnant, then it's time for you to be responsible and overall like a dad, like a husband, like I don't know, roommate or whatever the case was. But nobody told me how to do it and what to do. I barely learned day by day the way I feel it was the best way.
And you think that was another difficult time?
That was a very hard time because first, I never live by myself. I always live with friends. Then I noticed that I realized I have to get away from my friends and I start living with my wife. And I will say it this way, my newborn kid. So then it was going to be a little different. But I have to bear it by myself. You have to get two jobs now. You have to quit school. You have to think about your kid now or your wife and buying clothes and buying furnitures and buying whatever you need for the house. So I feel like, all right, now this is the time. And there was no way. No way to ask someone, hey, what I do here? What I need to do here? Nothing. Just me and my wife.
What did you do when you weren't working? You stayed at home?
What?
What would you do when you weren't working on your days off?
Just stay home. Stay home, relax. And relax and just go with, sometimes go to the park, come back, go to walk around, go to buy groceries, come back. But like I said, no responsibility before something else, no nightclubs anymore, no friendship anymore, going out at night, anything like that. That was over.
And then from your first kid to your second kid, when I was born, did you get that same feeling? Like, oh man, I have two kids now. Or was it a little bit less like,
the first
more
kid
under control?
The first kid was kind of concerned because I didn't know if my money was going to be enough to pay rent and to support the kid and wife and bring food. But the second kid was like piece of cake. Because I had the first one and it was nothing different. I don't feel like I'm struggling myself. So second one, we were expecting the second one, like with no concerns at all. Like, oh, what am I doing this? No, nothing like that. So it was like the experience from the first kid was like, I'm ready for anything.
Yeah.
So it was very.
And by the time I was born, were you still working two jobs or just Jack in the Box? When did you stop working two jobs, pretty much?
I stopped working two jobs when I think when Jasmine start, when she born, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I was working two jobs until before she born. Then after that, I just quit one job and I stayed just one job. And after that, it's been just one job. No problem. Oh, but I got promoted, by the way. I got promoted, so with that promotion...
You feel like it was enough? Or it was enough?
It was enough, yeah. I got promoted. I was assistant manager when she first born, but then right after I got promoted to general manager with more pay, so I feel like I'm okay now.
And was my mom working right then too?
Yeah, she was working.
Just
yeah.
One job too?
One job too, yeah. So we were fine.
And who was watching Jasmine when everyone was at work? Or was it never like that?
Well, for that, I was working in the morning from 8 to 5, and your mom was working from 6, or sometimes 7 to 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning.
Graveyard.
So when I get out from work, I come home, and I was just, she was already waiting for me outside just to bring him over to work. Bring Jasmine to the car and pick her to work, and then go pick her up at 3 in the morning, and then the next day go to work, and the same thing every day.
And how long was that routine? No babysitters, pretty much.
That was almost...
Until
you were like 5 or 6.
Because I remember...
Basically the whole time, yeah.
Because I remember that routine. I didn't know you were doing it because... Obviously, now I know. Like, you were doing it because you didn't want anybody to, like, babysit or anything. But now, because I remember waking up, like, you know, staying up late at night. I was, like, 6 or 7. And then my mom would... You'd go get my mom, like, at 3 in the morning. And she comes home. And then the same thing. Wake up in the... And then you wake up, taking us to school, 8 a.m. My mom wakes up, too, make breakfast. But I didn't notice that, like, it was, like... Just because of the whole babysitting thing.
Yeah.
Because I remember, you know, getting in the car just so you can go, like, drop them off and come back. Because there was a point where you stopped taking us with you, like, at 3 in the morning, right? And you just left us here
while sleeping. Yeah, when I feel like you were not, like, 1 year old, that like you could be sleeping. And if you wake up, you would be okay for the next 15 minutes. I just decide to leave you guys until I go pick her up, like, very close, not too far.
Yeah, because I remember that, just like, you know, now you can just leave us home and go pick her up.
Yeah, I remember when you were, I feel like they're okay. If they wake up, they don't see me, maybe they're not going to go anywhere, so they...
They're not going to go anywhere, open the door and leave.
Yeah, so there was a few days only, not really every day.
We might as well ask this question. What are the kind of things, not just like the hardest thing that you adjusted to, but just like other things that you kind of started to change? Like, you know, you said you started learning English, you started dressing differently. Did you start, like, you know, watching TV and you noticed these? I don't know if you ever had time to watch TV, but like, what kind of changes did you see in yourself? Even maybe it's kind of hard because at your age, you came here, you're like 15. That's when people, like teenagers, start growing up and doing things on their own. So I don't know if the changes you saw in yourself were because of, like, more so because you were just growing up a teenager, or because you were growing up trying to adjust the changes here.
When I got here, I was already, the way I was living over there, it was like living life of older guy already, because the people that I know over there was guys over 21 years already. So I met with them, I was at my age of 13 or 12, I was a firefighter volunteer getting ready for become real firefighter. I was in this club called Club Pioneros de Emergencia, so we attending people that had an accident at midnight after whenever sleeping. We were awake weekends in this place waiting for call so we can go and help. the police, and we were connected with the police. So we go over there and stop the traffic while the police were doing their jobs, and there was all volunteering. It was nothing paid. So the way I was seeing the light was like more than 13, 14 already. So when I got here, nothing really changed a lot because I had a lot of 21, 22 years old ways to see the things here. So I see a lot of guys, friends of mine using drugs, drinking and smoking and on a lot of drugs on the table and inviting people to use it. I never feel like I have to use that stuff. Even they ask me a lot of times, I never feel like that's for me, because the way I was thinking was different. So the only thing I start changing is things that we don't celebrate, that I start celebrating here.
So
things
holidays
pretty much. Things that we used to celebrate over there, we don't celebrate here anymore. So little by little, I have to get to these turnaround changes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And then when you guys start growing up with school, talking about Independence Day, talking about Halloween, talking about Thanksgiving, and all these celebrations, then we started getting used to
this. At that point, did you start taking it more seriously? Because you had children, they were learning about it too? Or at that point, you kind of already knew, and then now you were like, now we get to celebrate it, like as a family and stuff.
I started taking seriously as soon as I got here, because
the holidays and stuff.
I mean, not the holidays.
I mean, it was Christmas, like when you came. So
yes, that was Christmas. But then the way we celebrate over there was totally different than we celebrate over here. Big difference. But then when I started learning about holidays and Thanksgiving and pilgrims and all this, was at school. When I went to school and it was holiday, the teacher always told us about, okay, on Thanksgiving, this happened. At the same time at school, they told us what these 13 stripes means on the flag, what the star means, how many stars and why, how many colonies and the United States started. So all this kind of history about the United States I learned at school, so I feel like getting more interested in why the red strips, why the white strips and the 13 strips and the 49, 51 stars and 13 colonies and all these beginning things.
So pretty much like some bigger questions. Would you say could you say you identify as American today?
I have 33 years living here and 13 years not here. So I feel like 66% of my life as of American.
So would you say you're 66% American?
I will say, because of my name and my last name, Mexican, but because of the way I'm living here, the way it's been here, I will say kind of almost 70%. Mm-hmm.
And if you went back, would you go back today?
If I go back, I would go to visit families, friends.
Would you ever go back to live there?
It depends. I'm supposed to come here for just a year. But the thing is for me, and I think for more people that are here, never went back before, again. Getting here is like a trap.
A trap.
You say you come here for 1 year to do this and do that, but you get into a hole where this hole you find easy money, easy ways to get things, easy ways to get to the store, easy ways to buy a car. So you're getting more inside, more deep and deep and deep to the hole. When you try to get out, that's too late. Then your family, you start growing your family. Now you are inside this hole, but not in a bad way, but with your family here, then now you can't turn back to get out of the hole because you're already there. So the only way to get out of the hole and go back to where you're coming from is by when you get old and you feel like you have nothing to do here, like your family is already grown, they have their own family, and they don't really need you anymore, like as a dad to support us.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm done, and I feel like I'm ready to go anytime.
You said something interesting earlier when you said everything you get here is on your own, which is kind of similar, you know, when you go to any other country, right? You get there as an immigrant, you have to do everything on your own. And the thing is with the United States, the United States is very like, they think, a lot of people criticize the United States for thinking they're the best, because sometimes we think we are, you know, the best in everything. And the Americans, the big picture with Americans is like, we are the best because we're hard workers. It is the American way to be a hard worker. Like, that's what they taught us in school. Like, the American dream, house, two kids, boy, girl, car, white picket fence, good job, go to school. That's the American dream because everyone works hard. Now, you said it was easy to find a job and buy stuff. That's because you worked hard for it, or you think that's just the American way? It gets easy to work hard.
It's the American way to work not hard.
Work smarter.
Work smarter or work normal.
Mm-hmm.
And get easy things. I can tell you one thing, people work harder in other countries, but they don't really get the pay they get over here. So even if you work two jobs in the other country, you're not gonna leave like the way you're living over here.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it could be American way, but I noticed that to work here is not hard. And my the thing is, it's not hard, the American dream, to reach it. Because when you get promoted, when I got promoted, I never thought about getting promoted. I never thought about become manager a few years after work. Never thought about it. It was very easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I never thought about it. But I got ready for it without noticing anything. So I never thought that it was gonna be that. So I feel like everybody has easy way to get promoted at their whatever company they work at this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the same way as in any of your countries, because everybody get promoted by having friends and family there involved. Otherwise, if you're the best, they don't care about it. But over here, they don't look for my friend, my family. They look for whoever is performing better.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess everybody has the same dream opportunity of American dream over here, I guess.
But in that respect, there are a lot of companies that will help you if you have friends and family in the company, you know?
They will help you get inside to work.
Yeah.
But in regards to getting promotion, that I know, it's not really the same.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they say, because sometimes the people that help you, they're not even promoted to no position. So how are they gonna help you get position?
Mm-hmm.
But it might be a case that someone is the big boss in the company, a big company, mm-hmm. and then they have like casting or something, so they get promoted to this, but it's not, I don't think it's a way.
Because like you, in a sense, helped me get to Jack in the Box that first time because of your position.
Because I know guys in my position that they will help me or help you get into the Jack in the Box, but that doesn't mean you're going to go straight to work as a team leader. You have to be cashiers, and whatever the schedule they give you is your schedule, because I have no power on that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it helps a little bit to get into a job, but not to get into the position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's the way I hire.